You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Victoria University has proposed significant cuts to staff and courses, including theatre and secondary education. The university blames underfunding of the tertiary sector, as well as a drop in international and domestic student enrolments. Firstly, I spoke to senior lecturer in education at Victoria University, Dr. Margaret Gleeson, about the secondary education program being cut completely. What was your reaction to this announcement?
Well, real distress, as a matter of fact. It's a program that's been going for about 40 years, and we just couldn't believe that they would take such a drastic measure.
If this goes ahead, what options would current and future students wanting to study secondary education at Victoria have?
Well, there's a couple of options that they could have. One of them that the ministry or the government has been drawing on recently is recruiting teachers from overseas. But we think that that is actually a bit of a problem, not that with the teachers themselves. It's just that teachers who are prepared in our initial teacher education programs are also being prepared to be responsible to Te Tiriti partners. And if we recruit teachers from overseas, there's a real danger that they won't understand the cultural landscape that we are trying our best to prepare teachers for. So that's one option. And another one, of course, is that the students or the potential student teachers will go to other New Zealand providers. And I think probably that's what they will do. But even so, there won't be enough secondary teachers to fill the gaps we have in our classrooms. And the other thing that sort of is really of concern is that our particular teacher education programs have been developed in consultation with the sector around Wellington in particular, and also with local iwi. And so that means that the programs that we have, the secondary education programs, are situated within an educational framework that incorporates evidence-based practices, including Māori Māori, which they may not get outside our university. And the other thing really is that we're responsible to our local kura partners. I mean, we've been working with local schools for, 35, 40 years, and we have a very strong relationship with them, and they employ our graduates happily and the hot off the press, really. And so I feel that we're going to be letting them down as well. It really is a concern, Jessica.
How will staff like yourself be affected by these cuts?
Well, 5.5 full-time equivalent staff members are going to be cut. So I think that we will be invited to take voluntary redundancy, and those of us who don't wish to take voluntary redundancy might then be pushed, because at present on the table there isn't any option for us to retain parts of the secondary program or to reorganise the way we do things to make it more cost effective. So at present it looks as though quite a few of us are going to be asked to leave.
Would you be able to give some insight into what the loss of this program and other programs will mean for Victoria and other Aotearoa universities' reputation?
So our Faculty of Education programs were in the top 100 in the Times Index. I've forgotten what the word actually is, just a couple of years ago. And so this program has international renown. It's highly, highly respected. And I guess the university, the wider university, isn't as invested in preparing teachers as we are in our particular faculty, which, of course, historically has come from a college of education where our sole business is preparing teachers. And so I don't think the investment in the wider university is there. And our leadership may not understand, how damaging cutting this away is going to be for the wider reputation of the university. Universities, because I'm sure that Victoria is not the only one that's affected in this way.
What will this mean for our secondary education sector as a whole, given we are currently experiencing a teacher shortage?
It's really bad news. The bottom line is, as I said earlier, they are going to, I would imagine, schools are going to have to try and recruit teachers from outside New Zealand, which is, you know, it's just shameful because we are perfectly capable, more than capable, we're experts in preparing teachers for our own educational environment. And it's, you know, it's a devastating loss for our sector. And particularly in the secondary sector, I would say that because I used to be a secondary teacher. But in the past, secondary teachers were prepared to teach subject matter, and I think internationally this is still probably the case. But what the trend now, the difference that in the programs that we offer now, are that secondary teachers are being prepared to teach ākonga. They're being prepared to teach children or young people their subject matter. So the relationship with the learner is coming first, which is something the primary and early childhood sector has done always, but something that's relatively new in our sector, which you won't be getting from teachers recruited from elsewhere.
I'm sure I'm not alone, and I'm struggling to understand why this course in particular has been cut or is being proposed to be cut, because education is such a crucial sector. So why do you believe that the university has chosen this program?
It's expensive, Jessica. The issue is because secondary teachers are being prepared to teach subject matter in secondary schools, there are subject matter experts who are doing that preparation. And that means that we have a wide number of small courses, which I'm sure that if we had the opportunity, we could work to consolidate. But traditionally, you know, you have had a maths expert preparing secondary maths teachers for part of the program, and an English specialist preparing the English teachers to be. So that has made it expensive staffing-wise. But once again, it's a really valuable job. Sometimes you just can't measure things. You can't measure it in money. It's expensive, but it's a really valuable thing that we're doing, I think. But that's why, Jessica, because it's an expensive program to staff.
Do you believe that we have a chance to save the program at Victoria?
Well, we and our colleagues and our wider networks are working really, really hard. The proper consultation document will come out on Monday afternoon, and there's a series of meetings that we've got set up to look at ways that we can push back on this decision, because we think that it's, you know, it's quite easy to cut a program that's built up over all these years. It's really hard to reinstate it, and there aren't that many secondary programs on offer across the Motu. So we're going to work really hard to try and sway both our leadership and the minister that it's worth saving.
And what would your message to the minister be, or any incoming government, when it comes to addressing the issue of the underfunding of universities?
Well, I have to speak from my own point of view, but it's really short-sighted. You know, we are preparing the youth of tomorrow. We're preparing the politicians of tomorrow, you know, the leaders of tomorrow. And why? Why on earth would you cut away this really influential sector when it's an opportunity for us to shape society into a way that's into something that we as New Zealanders should be proud of?
I also spoke to lecturer in theatre, Dr. James Wenley. Firstly, I asked about how the theatre program will be affected by the cuts.
So the theatre program is being cut by over half. So we've currently got 10 staff positions. That would go down to 3 academics and 1 technician. And they're also wanting to fold us into the English program. So that would really drastically reduce what we're actually able to teach. In terms of what we do really well, we're the really good mix of both theory and also lots of practical experience for our students, and they get to really kind of specialise in the different areas that really interest them. So both performing and acting, but also things like design and scenography, things like producing and production management and directing. So I very, very much worry about what a really reduced offering is going to look like with so few staff. We just won't be able to do the things that we do.
And what was your reaction to this announcement?
Well, we know that the university is in deep financial trouble, so we were expecting that, you know, we would have to weather some cuts, but none of us were expecting such a deep and radical change to the theatre program. It effectively is the end of the theatre program as we know it. We've got a 50-year history at the university. Well, one of the things that's actually really distinct about Victoria University, our theatre program is the top one in the country. We're rated in 1% of performing arts programs across the world. We're a really, really key part of both, I guess, Wellington as a creative and cultural capital, but also we feed in to the national performing arts sector, that our graduates are sort of everywhere in terms of both the theatre industry and also beyond, with all the great theatre skills that the degree provides.
Can you tell us why having programs like these are important in Aotearoa?
Well, we need to be telling the stories of here. We know that actually arts and culture is really integral to people's well-being. It's something that allows people to kind of bond, and it brings communities together. There's actually like so much research out there about the benefits, but again and again, it feels like we have to keep fighting these battles to say, actually, this stuff matters and is important. And I think it's really important that we say no to like any further cuts, both in education, but also our arts and culture infrastructure. I mean, thinking about theatre specifically, you know, it really brings life to New Zealand. It tells stories about ourselves. It helps us think about our identity. It contributes kind of so much to our society. And, you know, our theatre students sort of prove that in terms of the amazing work that they go out and do. Like here, the New Zealand Fringe Festival is full of our students making really, really exciting work.
Why do you think that these programs like theatre and other creative and art subjects have been the sort of the first to go in these cuts?
You're right that it always is arts and culture that is first to go. I'm also doing a sort of a research project at the moment in terms of media coverage, and you know, arts and culture kind of gets deprioritized there. So it's all about these kind of bigger narratives about what's important. And when you're kind of thinking about what's important, we should be thinking about health, we should be thinking about education, but also arts and culture is a really essential sort of plank of that in terms of being able to live like a good life. And as I was sort of saying before, in terms of like well-being, there's really, really strong outcomes because things like performance gives us a place of community and has really powerful outcomes. I teach a course at Victoria University called Theatre for Change, and that looks at all the different ways that actually theatre and drama contributes across society. Like, it can be really powerful interventions in terms of the social justice system. It actually is an investment in the long run in terms of like the health system to actually have kind of arts and theatre and performance in place, because it does provide that well-being outcome for people.
Do you think we have a chance to save this program and other programs facing cuts at Victoria?
Yeah, so we are one of many programs that's facing really steep cuts. I'm really concerned about the end of secondary teaching at Victoria University. That just seems ridiculous when we really need more teachers. Things like the School of Music, we're all in this together. And it very much is going to take action by the government in order to stop this. Because it's not just Victoria University, it's all the universities across the sector are facing really big challenges coming out of the pandemic. There wasn't wage subsidy support. Universities have been really chronically underfunded, and it's all kind of coming home to roost. So the Labor government are responsible for this. They can decide that actually this is really, really important. This is a non-negotiable, and so we do need to step in and give some money. I kind of don't see any other solutions except on that political level and having that political will. I think it's really cool to be talking to 95BFM. I was actually a graduate of the University of Auckland drama program, and they've done really well, but they've also been really small. And so it's a real sort of tragedy when you don't actually have strong performing arts institutions across the country. And I really think everyone should be able to have access and opportunity And I think there's a real danger of across the country and at the University of Otago too, of all the stuff being lost. So we really, really have to fight the fight and ensure that they continue.
That was lecturer in theatre, Dr. James Wenley, and senior lecturer of education, Dr. Margaret Gleeson, discussing cuts to programs at Victoria University.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.